Wake up with the Catboy and Geordie Bird Breakfast Show.
Dubai 92.
Heading to Dubai for the Jazz Festival in February and taking time out of his busy day to have a little chat with me, the gorgeous and talented Joshua Radin.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you. My day is nearly over, actually. I'm in Los Angeles. It's 9 o'clock at night.
What have you been up to today?
Let's see. I bought a house yesterday. So today I was with the inspector going through the foundation and all that kind of stuff to see if it's safe and if it needs any work, that sort of stuff. It looked pretty good, so I may be a Los Angelian now.
What kind of house did you buy?
It's Spanish. It was built in the 20s.
And how many bedrooms have you got?
Three.
And do you have a swimming pool?
Nope, no pool. I'm more of a land person. Plus, my friend has a pool, and he lives nearby, so it's all right.
Oh, that's cool. So you're going to be here for the Jazz Festival in February. What can we expect from you?
Music, live music. I'm not even going to phone it in. I'm going to try my best.
I think a lot of people will know your music without even realizing it, because you've been featured on so many TV shows and films. What is it now, over 75 different shows?
I'm not sure, but a lot, yeah. I just say yes to everything.
Well, I know that Zach Braff championed you a lot when you were starting out.
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine.
So you haven't got any dirt on him? You've got to have something good.
No, he's a good guy, and I don't have any dirt on him.
Okay. We've been playing your music on our station quite a while now. In fact, Natalie from Middays has been your Dubai Zach Braff, playing Winter years and years and years ago before anyone had even heard of it over here. She loves you.
Right. Say thank you.
When I was preparing for this interview, Joshua, I couldn't find much information on you on the internet.
No?
Are you pretty careful about what you share?
What do you mean? What kind of, were you looking for, like, gossip and dirt, that kind of stuff? Well, I'm not really that kind of guy, I guess. I don't really hang out in those sort of scenes where you'd see me getting out of limousines without underwear on, or pretty much stick to a pretty quiet life sitting around playing guitar.
Even the boring stuff.
I guess I'm a pretty private person, and usually I try to control what's out there on the internet because it's kind of scary. I'm even paranoid about emails I write to people because it's just, it's crazy how, you know, there's these programs. My friend was telling me about this yesterday, actually. I had no idea. There's programs where you can, like, go on your computer and you can put a, very simply, like, put a program in and you can have all your girlfriend's emails sent to you, and you can, like, control her emails from your computer, and she'll never even know. And it costs, like, nothing to do. I mean, I don't have a girlfriend. That's probably why, because I do this all the time. But,
That's shocking. Oh, my God. I have to watch it.
I know. It kind of makes me terrified. So I'm very careful about what I write down or what I say to people or anything. You know, 30 years ago, musicians could do anything they wanted. And it was like, I mean, the odds that it would end up in Rolling Stone or something was pretty slim. And now it's like one picture somewhere is on the internet everywhere. And
that sucks, doesn't it?
Be careful about what you say.
Well, what I thought we could do, because I couldn't find much information on you, I thought we could do like a little profile, you know, like the police do with serial killers. What do you reckon?
Okay.
Right, no fibbing, all right? Because that'll ruin it.
What's that?
That means telling lies.
Are you from England? Are you from London?
A little bit further north from London. I'm from Newcastle.
Oh, I like Newcastle.
Yeah, have you ever been?
Oh, I've been to every city you got in England.
Have you? Okay, so to start the day, a yoghurt and a banana or a sausage and egg McMuffin?
Both.
Nice.
Why not? Both.
Megan Fox, hot or not?
Yeah, I don't know her, but she looks pretty hot.
What did you buy your mum for Christmas?
A house.
Did you really, or are you lying?
I'm lying.
What did you really buy her?
All right, it was just a G5. But now she can come visit anytime she wants.
Does size matter, and is bigger better?
Size of what?
Well, just generally, does it matter?
It depends on what you're talking about.
You're meant to say yes, and then I'm meant to say when you're buying a new car.
Oh, really?
Ruined my joke.
I should have walked
Never
right
mind.
Into that one. I'm sorry.
Never mind. Forget it.
You know, you say size matters, and then all of a sudden, it's on the internet, and it's my picture next to a penis.
Yeah, it's your face next to a What do you do to keep in shape?
Sit around on the couch?
Surely not.
I don't exercise. But, I mean, I'm pretty thorough when it comes to the best exercise.
And swimming. Try swimming when you're not having
But I don't have a pool.
Oh, damn it.
I just have to have a lot of land. A lot of cars.
This question's really boring after that answer. What was the last TV show you watched?
I just finished watching Conan.
Oh, are you watching any series at the minute? Any box sets?
Yeah, actually. I just downloaded the first season of Deadwood because I've never seen it, so I haven't started watching it yet.
Oh, I'll tell you what else you've got to watch. It's just started in the States. Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, I did watch that. I watched it on HBO on the bus, and it was great. It took me a long time to get into it, actually, but then I was hooked.
Me too.
I was surprised with the pilot, weren't you? Because it was Scorsese, and I thought it was going to be so great.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was great, but I kept giving it a chance.
Yeah, in the end, I loved it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for season two. Would it be better if Cocoa Pops didn't turn the milk chocolatey?
No. That's the third best part of Cocoa Puffs.
When was the last time you went on a...
You're supposed to ask me what are the first two things that are better, but you didn't.